A very good evening to one and all.
弟兄姐妹们平安。
It's so good to see so many of you tonight.
很高兴能够见到各位今晚。
A blessed Christmas to everyone.
祝大家有一个蒙福的圣诞。
Before we start, let's look to the Lord in prayer.
我们还没开始之前，我们一起向神祷告。
Our Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
We thank you and praise you.
我们感谢赞美你。
That you are our Father.
你是我们的天父。
Thank you for loving us.
谢谢你爱我们。
Thank you for sending your Son Jesus Christ to die for us.
谢谢你差遣你的爱子为我们而死。
For giving the best gift.
来赐给我们最大的礼物。
Because you loved us.
因为你爱我们。
Lord, we ask and pray that your Holy Spirit will teach us to love you.
求主你的圣灵教导我们来爱你。
And how to respond to this gift that you have given to us.
来回应你所赐给我们的礼物。
I pray that, Lord, you will grant me wisdom.
求主你赐给我们智慧。
And help.
帮助。
So that, Lord, we know how to share your word.
使我们能够分享主你的大爱。
And Lord, I pray that you will hide me behind the cross.
求主你把我们隐藏在你十字架的背后。
So that the Lord Jesus may be raised up.
使主耶稣基督被高举。
That he may have all the preeminence.
使基督耶稣有一切的权柄。
This we pray, giving thanks in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告感恩，乃是奉耶稣基督圣名，阿门。
I have a son.
我有个儿子。
He's not a gift person.
他不是一个很爱礼物的人。
So every time when he receives a gift,
当我们领受到这个礼物的时候。
Instead of getting excited like most people who want to open it immediately, you just put it aside.
不像其他人很高兴的就马上打开，而我的孩子呢，就把那礼物放在一边。
And sometimes, you know, he doesn't open the gift for almost a year.
甚至呢，他连那个礼物都一年都没有去打开那个礼物。
So Christmas is about giving and sharing.
圣诞是关系到这个分享与施予。
The Bible tells us of God's marvelous gift of His own Son, Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们神奇妙的恩典，礼物就是他的爱子耶稣基督。
He was born of a virgin Mary.
他是童贞女玛利亚所生。
He was engaged to Joseph.
他是为约瑟所许配给约瑟。
Who was a righteous and humble carpenter.
他也是一个很正直一个敬虔的这个木匠。
And Jesus was born in a manger.
而耶稣基督是在马槽里生生在马槽。
Not in a hospital.
不是在医院。
Or not in a palace.
也不在皇宫。
But he was born in a manger surrounded by animals.
他是在马槽生在马槽而受许多的那些牲畜所围绕。
And he was visited by shepherds.
他也是被这个牧羊人所探访。
And the shepherds were the lowest class in society.
在那个时候，这个牧羊人是最低层的人物。
Yeah. So Jesus came as a lowly, helpless, and innocent baby.
而耶稣基督来的时候是很卑微、无助而无辜的婴孩。
And the reason was that he wanted to identify with mankind.
因为他要与人类来认同。
And actually, the prophet Isaiah has already prophesied 600 years before that this will happen.
而这个先知以赛亚已经在六百年以前预言到耶稣基督的再来到来。
If you turn to Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14,
你只要看到以赛亚书第七章第十四节。
I'll ask Brother Job to read.
以赛亚书第七章第十四节那里说，因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
There were many prophecies about this child.
有关乎这个婴孩有许多的预言。
Talking about his titles, his mission, and his person.
讲到他的称号、他的使命，还有他的本人。
But the Bible is very clear in three areas.
圣经对三方面是很清楚的。
This child is God Himself.
而这个婴孩呢，是神本身。
He is Jesus the incarnate.
就是耶稣道成肉身。
Number two, He is Emmanuel, God with us.
第二个就是他是以马内利，就是神与我们同在。
And thirdly, He is come to save us from sin.
第三方面就是耶稣基督来救我们脱离罪。
So the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is the incredible gift from heaven.
圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督是从上天而来，很奇妙的礼物。
Sent to save us from sin.
差来救我们脱离罪。
So that we can be reconciled to God.
使我们能够与神和好。
So, have you received this wonderful gift from God?
你是否已经领受了这神美好的礼物呢？
If you have, let me ask you, have you unwrapped this gift?
假如你已经领受了，我要问你的是，你是否已经打开这个礼物呢？
What do I mean by unwrapping the gift?
我们讲打开这个礼物是什么意思呢？
Usually when you receive a gift, you will tear the paper or remove the things from the container, right?
通常我们领受这个礼物，我们会把那个礼物包装纸给撕开，然后我们拿出这个盒子里面的礼物。
We are usually grateful to the giver for taking the time and effort to choose the gift.
我们通常会很谢谢那赐礼物给我们的，花时间和努力来选那个礼物。
We are also grateful for the love and the affection in their giving.
我们也通常很感激他们的爱，还有他们的这个给予。
So how do we respond to God's gift of His Son Jesus Christ to us this Christmas?
我们在这圣诞里要如何回应神赐给我们他爱子为礼物呢？
Have we unwrapped His gift?
我们是否已经打开接受这个礼物呢？
I was trying to read the account of Mary, the wise men and the shepherds after they heard, seen and probably touched the baby.
当我看见这个东方的博士还有牧羊人他们听了他们看见而且他们也可能触摸了耶稣这个关乎玛利亚的记载的时候
I was curious to know what they did next.
我就很好奇要知道他们接下去会怎么做。
After they unwrapped the first Christmas gift, what did they do?
他们打开了这个礼物之后是他们是做了什么呢？
How did they respond to the message of Christmas?
他们如何来回应这圣诞的信息呢？
Can you turn to Luke chapter 2?
我们来打开路加福音第二章。
There are three thoughts I want to share with you tonight.
有三方面我要与大家来分享。
If we look at verse 19,
我们看第十九节。
We'll ask Brother Pierre to read.
我们看十九节那里说，玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。
I'd like to point out the word is ponder.
就是反复思想。
Ponder means to think or to reflect.
思想就是来回应，来反应。
What is this gift that I have been given?
这个给我的礼物是什么呢？
I think to Mary, she must have felt that this is a very, very wonderful gift.
而对玛利亚来说是一个很大的，这个很美的礼物。
But it also is a very heavy responsible, and there's a lot of responsibility in taking care of this gift.
也给他这个很大的这个责任来照顾这个礼物。
If you look at Luke chapter 1,
假如我们看路加福音第一章,
from verses 45 to 55,
我们看第四十 五节到五十五节的话。
When the angels announce to her what is going to happen to her,
当天使宣告要发生在她身上的事实，
she broke out into a song of gratitude.
她就发出这个赞美的歌声。
In fact, the song is called the Magnificat.
这个诗歌呢，就是尊主为大。
In the song, she praises God for His unspeakable gift of His Son.
就是在这首诗歌里面，她赞美神为着这无可言喻的这个礼物，就是神的爱子。
For redemption and salvation through Jesus Christ.
就是为着耶稣在基督里的这个救赎和救恩。
She is so touched by God that God should use her.As an instrument of God's plan,
他是被神所感动，就是神用他来做这个神计划的这个器皿。
So Christmas for us is a good time to reflect on what you and I have been blessed with.
而这个圣诞就是一个很好的时间，让我们来回想我们所蒙神的祝福。
Let us consider all these blessings that you have received.
让我们来思想我们所领受的一切的祝福。
If you have food in the refrigerator,
假如你在这个冰箱里面有你的食物
，clothes on your back,
有这个衣在袋里有这个衣服
，if you have a roof over your head and a place to sleep,
假如你的上面有瓦盖顶有地方睡觉
，you are richer than 75% of the people of this world.
你是比这七十五，比这世上的75%的75%的人口还要幸福。
If you have money in the bank,
假如你在银行有钱存款
，money in your wallet,
也有在你的钱包
，and spare change somewhere,
还有一些零钱
，you are among the top 10% of the world's wealthy.
你是在这世上10%的有财富的人群中。
If you woke up this morning with more health than illness,
假如你今天早上起来是比这很健康而少病痛。
You are more blessed than the million people who will not survive this week.
你是比那百万个人里面不能够存活过这个星期的人更有福了。
If you have never experienced the danger of battle,
假如你没有经历过战争的危险
the loneliness of imprisonment,
在监狱中的孤单
the agony of torture,
受折磨的这个痛苦
or the pangs of self-starvation,
或者这饥饿的这个痛苦
you are better than 500 million people in the world.
你是比这世界上50亿的人更加有福。
If you can attend church meeting without fear of harassment,
假如你能够来聚会而没有这个骚扰的恐惧
，arrest, torture or death,
不怕这个被捕、被折磨或者是被害。
You are blessed because you are more blessed than the 3 billion people in the world.
你是比这世上30亿人口更加有福。
If you can hold up your head with a smile on your face and are truly thankful,
你能够抬起头来而笑而能够来感恩
you are blessed because the majority can, but most do not.
你是有福的，因为大多数人可以这样做，但是却不这么做。
If you can hold somebody's hand,
只要你能够紧握某个人手。
Hug them or even touch them on the shoulder.
拥抱他们或者是安慰他们肩膀。
You are blessed because you can offer healing, touch and grace to others.
你是有福的，因为你能够来触摸安慰他们施恩与他们。
Don't you think that we are all blessed?
难道你不觉得我们是被神所祝福的吗？
God has blessed us so much.
神这样的赐福于我们。
So have you taken the time to think about the goodness and grace of God upon you and your loved ones?
我们是否有花时间来思想神给我们的一切的恩惠和我们所爱的人的这些恩惠呢？
So have you pondered about how you're going to respond to His love and mercy to you?
我们是否有想过如何来回应主的对我们的爱与恩惠在这圣诞里面？
You remember John 3:16?
我们是否记得约翰福音三章十六节？好，约翰福音三章十六节就是：神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
The second word I want you to take note is the word praise.
另外一个词我要大家注意的就是赞美神。
Let's read verse 20.
我们来看第二十节，说牧羊的人回去了，因所听见所看见的一切事，正如天使向他们所说的，就归荣耀于神，赞美他。
I want Brother Job to read verses 10 to 12.
而这个第十和第十一节那里说，天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。
The shepherds had witnessed the world's greatest birth announcement.
那牧羊人见证这世界最伟大的这个宣布这个诞生。
I'm very sure that you have heard and read these words many times, but let me just highlight one word, and that word is you.
你可能已经听过这些经文许多遍，但是我要提要你注意的一个词就是你们。
The angel said to the shepherds, "I bring you good news of great joy for all the people."
天使对他们说，我报给你们。大喜的信息。
A Savior has been born to you.
是为你们生了救主。
This is a sign for you.
这就是一个为你们做的记号了。
You will find the baby.
你们会找着这个婴孩。
The angel's message to the shepherds was this.
这个天使对这个牧羊人的信息是
Jesus is your Savior, your King, your Christ, your gift.
就是说，耶稣是你的救主，你的君王，你的基督，还有你的礼物。
Just for you.
只是给你而已。
Just now we read that we say God so loved the world.
刚才我们谈到神如此的爱世人。
But we sometimes forget that God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son.
也许我们会忘记，神呢是那么的爱你，他将他的爱子赐给你。
So the message of the angel is that Jesus is your gift in Christmas.
这天使的信息是耶稣是你的圣诞的礼物。
The fact that Jesus came for you means that you need to respond to this incredible gift.
但事实是，耶稣基督为你而来，你需要回应这奇妙的礼物。
What will you do with Jesus?
你要怎么来面对耶稣呢？
How will you personally respond?
你个人要怎么来回应呢？
Don't look at the person beside you.
不要看着你旁边坐着的人。
Don't look at the preacher or the interpreter.
也不要看讲员或者是翻译。
God's gift is for you, and you have to determine how you will respond.
神将这个礼物给你，你要决定要如何来回应。
So be like the shepherds.
所以要像那牧羊人。
The angels and Mary.
和天使和玛利亚。
You should respond through praising him.
我们应该要以赞美来回应。
Let us worship the Lord faithfully.
让我们忠心的来敬拜神。
So the third way to respond to the gift of Christ this Christmas is by proclaiming Him.
我们第三个要来回应神的礼物，就是来宣告宣扬这好消息。
When you receive something beautiful,
当你领受某些好的这个东西礼物时，
you have received something precious.
你领受了很宝贵的礼物。
We do not want to keep it to ourselves.
你不是自私的占有而已，
but we want to share it with others.
而是愿意与他人来分享。
So when we say we treasure Christ,
当我们讲到我们珍惜基督。
That means we don't keep it to ourselves, but we share it by making him known to the whole world.
就是说，我们不是只是留给自己，乃是要让全世界的人都认识他。
So the shepherds were so thrilled.
所以那些牧羊人是那样的喜乐。
They praise and thank God.
他们感谢赞美神。
So they went and tell everybody the good news.
他们就跑去外面告诉每一个人他们所遇见的。
There are so many people out there who do not know about this precious gift.
在外面有许多的人还不认识这个宝贵的礼物。
What they know is the worldly Christmas.
他们所知道的是一个世俗的圣诞。
Christmas tree, Christmas lights.
有圣诞树、圣诞的亮灯。
Santa Claus.
圣诞老人。
Eating and drinking.
圣诞餐、圣诞饮喝饮料。
But they do not know about who Jesus Christ is.
但是他们却不知道圣诞的意义是耶稣。
But you know.
但是你知道。
You have received him.
你已经接受他。
And you have salvation in him.
你也在他里面有这个救恩。
So you have received something precious.
你已经领受了宝贵的信息礼物。
So you cannot keep it to yourself, but you must share it with others.
所以我们不能够自私的来拥有，乃是愿意与其他人来分享。
The world today needs the light of Christ.
世人现在需要基督的光照。
To wake us up from our sleep.
使我们从沉睡中起来。
To point us to the one who can truly save.
使我们能够使人能够到那位能够拯救他们的。
Jesus saves.
耶稣基督拯救。
I'll ask Brother Job to read Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2.
在以赛亚书第九章第二节那里说，在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
Verse 6.
在第六节说，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
This child is called the mighty God.
这个婴孩称为全能的神。
And he's also called the Prince of Peace.
也被称为和平的君。
Christ has come to give us peace.
耶稣基督来赐给我们平安。
We know the whole world is in turmoil.
我们知道这世界，全世界都经历这个混乱战争。
There are so much trouble.
许多的灾难。
Wars and wickedness.
战争和败坏的事。
Everybody is looking for peace.
每个人都要求找平安。
But the Bible says that Jesus Christ is the mighty God.
但是圣经说，耶稣基督就是全能的神。
And he is the Prince of Peace.
而他也是和平的君。
Only in Christ can we have peace.
我们只有在基督里才有平安。
Peace with God.
与神和好。
Peace with man.
与人和好。
And peace within yourself.
而与自己来和好。
So let us conclude.
让我们总结。
Let us remember that the true meaning of Christmas is about Jesus Christ.
让我们记得真正圣诞的意义是耶稣基督。
He was born into this world to save us from all our sins.
他降生在世来救我们脱离罪恶。
So that we can be together with God.
使我们能够与神在一起。
Jesus is our gift this Christmas.
耶稣是我们这圣诞的礼物。
As we unwrap this incredible gift of God,
当我们打开这神美好的礼物时，
Let us ponder his blessings and grace in the past and the present.
让我们来思想他的祝福，他的恩典在过去与现在。
Let us praise God for his salvation so rich and free.
让我们为这神的又丰富又白白的救恩来感谢主，赞美主。
Finally, let us treasure Christ by not keeping him to ourselves, but by proclaiming him to our loved ones, friends, colleagues, and the whole world.
让我们来珍惜基督，不只是把它存在我们心中，乃是向我们所爱的朋友、同事，还有我们的社区，还有全世界来宣扬耶稣基督。
Let us give this gift away so that others may know about Jesus Christ.
让我们把这个礼物也与他人来分享，使全世界都认识耶稣基督。
Before I close, I want to say something about to those people who do not know about Jesus Christ.
在我还没结束以前，我要向还没有认识耶稣基督的朋友说，
God's gift is precious.
神的礼物是珍贵的。
The Bible is very clear. He sent his son Jesus Christ to save us from our sin.
圣经很清楚告诉我们，神差他的儿子来救我们脱离罪恶。
So that we may go to heaven and be with him forever.
使我们能够在天堂里面与基督永远在一起，在永恒中。
He is the mighty God, he is the Prince of Peace.
耶稣是全能的神，也是和平的君。
Jesus saves.
耶稣拯救我们。
How you respond to this truth will determine your future destiny.
我们今天如何来回应这个真理，会决定我们未来的这个结局。
Do not reject this gift, but humbly accept it and be saved.
不要拒绝神的这个恩典，乃要谦卑的来接受，来被拯救。
May God help you to make the right choice.
愿神帮助我们来做这个正确的决定。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's close.
我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father.
我们亲爱的天父。
We thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们为这耶稣基督感谢你。
He came to earth to save us from sin.
他来到世上救我们脱离罪恶。
He is the mighty God.
他是全能的神。
He is the Prince of Peace.
他是和平的君。
Lord, without him, we will be lost.
没有基督，我们都是世上的人。
With him, we can go to heaven to be with you.
我们没有基督，我们就不能够到天堂那里去。
Lord, we pray for those who are outside of thy kingdom.
我们为这不在这国度的人祷告。
That Lord, they will make the right choice to accept you as Savior and Lord.
让他们能够做出这个正确的选择，就是接受基督为个人的救主和生命的主。
And for those who are believers,
我们当中已经相信的。
As we unwrap this gift,
当我们打开这个礼物。
Help us to ponder on.All the blessings they have given to us.
让我们来思想所赐给我们的一切的祝福。
Help us to praise you for your unspeakable gift.
让我们为这难以言喻的这个礼物来感谢赞美主。
And help us to share it and proclaim it so that many people may know about the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们来分享，来宣告，使更多的人能够来认识耶稣基督。
Thank you for loving us.
谢谢主，你爱我们。
This we pray and give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们如此感谢祷告，奉主耶稣圣名。
Amen.
Amen.